News out of Fort Worth recently indicated that El Niño conditions would be developing in the Pacific Ocean during the fall that would result in wet, rainy conditions for Northeast Texas. This is something that Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell has been keeping an eye on, with Cooper Lake at a low level.
NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, is predicting a pretty good chance of El Niño developing now. And so that's good for us. Mm-hmm. Bad for the Northwest, but really good for us. So let's hope we get some rain out of it.
Yeah, there was somebody from Fort Worth, I guess, that had said basically that they were anticipating, based on all the projections and everything, that the rain may start as soon as next month sometime.
And last through February. Mm-hmm. And that's significant. We could get the lakes filled back up and be sitting pretty going into next summer. It's been a few years since we've had a full lake going into summer.
What's the current status of Cooper Lake?
At the moment, it's 11 feet low. Still better than we were this time last year, but last year was really bad. We're just pretty bad this year.
When you go back in your experience here in Sulphur Springs, you can remember times when El Niño was responsible for helping us out.
Oh, yeah. And it really seems like the transition into El Niño is where you get most of the rain. And that's just been my observation. And that once you're fully established in El Niño conditions, while you still may get some rain, you've already seen most of the activity. So let's hope here in October, November, we see a lot of rain.
Yeah, and certainly what will help the situation in the lake. And we've talked before, that's such a big occurrence out in a big body of water that it just changes, I guess, in the atmosphere, it just changes everything.
Apparently it doesn't take but a few degrees subsurface sea temperature change to dramatically affect weather patterns.
Hmm. So we've been looking for some positives on Cooper Lake. Well, that might be it.
It usually is. That or a hurricane, one or the other.
Yeah.
The thing about El Niño is it brings a lot of wind, which tends to diminish the hurricane season. Makes it less likely for hurricanes to develop. At least that's what the NOAA said when they were predicting a really big hurricane season, and then an El Niño developed, and they said, the winds just cut all the hurricanes in half, you know. Of course, I say that and watch, this will be a big hurricane season, but this is the wrong time of year for it. So we'll see how it works out.
Since we don't live on the coast, we tend to get benefits from hurricanes since they're not going to blow.
Yeah, we get rain bands that can extend way up. Or you might remember during Rita, we were bracing for 24 inches of rain in 24 hours.
Yeah.
We got, I think, 26 drops out of the whole thing is the way it actually worked out. In that case, we didn't actually get much benefit, but it does happen. You get a single rain band from a hurricane make its way up here, and we can see a lot of rain quickly.
KSST News.